The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 14, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 20th, 1973, in London, England.
Translation: O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress, and their disappearance in due course, are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, O Skyan of Bharata, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed.
This is a very important verse. In the previous verse, it has been described, Dehinasmin Yathadeh. Actually, we, living entities, we are within the body. The bodily pains and pleasure are not the pains and pleasure of the soul within. It is simply abhinivesh, it is called abhinivesh, absorption or misidentify. The example I have given many times, just like you are sitting in a nice motor car, another man is sitting on a rickshaw. I have seen in India. So the rickshaw has come in front of the nice motor car, and the driver is asking that man who is drawing the rickshaw, "You rickshaw." And he is thinking, he is sitting in a nice motor car, so he has become a motor. And the man who is drawing the rickshaw, he has become rickshaw. This is the position. Actually, the man who is drawing the rickshaw, he is also a human being. And the man who is sitting in a nice Rolls-Royce car, he is also a human being. But the rascal, because he is sitting on a Rolls-Royce car, he is thinking, "I am Rolls-Royce," and he is rickshaw. This is material conception of life. That, according to the body, we are becoming designated. Not as the soul. Just try to understand this very good example. Because this poor fellow is going rickshaw, he has been taken as rickshaw. And because I am sitting in a Rolls-Royce car, I am thinking I am Rolls-Royce car. So these bodily concepts of life, when we get out of it, that is real knowledge. Pandit. Pandita samadarshino. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavi hastine sunikecha sapakecha. Pandita samadarshino. Pandita means those who are learned. Learned means brahman, not shudra. Shudras, they are not learned. Mlecha javana shudras. Kirato hunanda pulinda pukkasa abhiraja. So many. Learned means Brahma. Learned means that one who knows that Brahma. Brahma, the spirit soul, is part and parcel of the Supreme Brahma. So one who has come to that knowledge, that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. That is knowledge. Knowledge begins from there. If one does not reach to that point, aham brahmasmi, then he is animal. The animal thinking like that, "I am rickshaw, I am motor car, I am cat, I am dog, I am this, I am that." That is animal thinking. But a person learned thinking is that I am not this body, I am part and parcel of the Supreme Brahma, aham brahmasmi. And when you are further advanced from Brahma knowledge, the knowledge begins from there. When you make further advancement, then you can understand that I am eternal servant of Krishna. This is perfect knowledge. First of all, knowledge being that I am not this body. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tat paratena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhaktiruchat. So long we have got this bodily concept of life. I am Rolls-Royce car, I am rickshaw, I am American, I am Englishman, I am this, I am that. So long we are in ignorance. The same example. The man is not rickshaw, I am not motor car, but I am thinking like that. I am asking that poor fellow rickshawala scornfully, because I am sitting in a very nice car. This is going on. But when you become learned, then they pandita samadarshina. Samadarshina means one who is learned, he knows that although he is pulling rickshaw, poor man, he is also a human being, and I am, although sitting in a very nice, costly Rolls-Royce, I am also a human being. As human being, we are the same. So dehinasmi, yathadehi, all of us, the living entity, soul, is within this body, not this body. So one who has realized this thing, that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, I am living by nature's arrangement, I have been allowed to live in such and such body. Then he is learning. That is the beginning. So Krishna, from the previous verse, that is actual spiritual education. In the world, these rascals are going on spiritualists, they do not know the very first thing of spiritual knowledge, that I am not this body. They are doing so many sinful acts on account of this body, still they are going as religious or spiritualists. Nobody is spiritualist unless one understands his spiritual identification. One is religious. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, the last word is sarva-dharmān parityajya-māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ vaja. Because you rascal fools, you have created so many religious systems simply on the differences of body. That is not religion. Real religion is that I am the Supreme Soul, Parabrahma, Krishna, and you are my part and parcel. So we have intimate relation, like father and son. So it is the son's duty to obey the father. That is perfection. That's all. Sarva-dharmān parityajya-māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. You have created so many religious systems on the bodily concept of life. Bodily concept of life so strong that in between learned, so-called religionists, they say that the animal has no soul. The bodily concept of, because a human body is very much advanced, has got the power to kill animals. Therefore, they are speaking this nonsense that the animal has no soul. Why the animal has no soul? What is the symptom of possessing soul? I am spirit soul, I am within this body. Everyone can understand. Understand or no understand, if I am a human being, if I have got my soul, why this poor animal has no soul? Why? What is the difference that you say that the animal has no soul? Where is the difference? Let us analyze. So the existence of the soul within the body, how we can understand? That is very easy. Because jena sarvam idam tatam, everything is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Jena sarvam idam tatam. The soul is existing, spreading its influence all over the body. Just like the sun is existing, spreading the sunshine all over the universe. Similarly, God is existing, spreading His consciousness all over the universe, all over the creation. Therefore, He knows everything. Similarly, I am also part and parcel of God. I am also soul, like the sun. My shining, my consciousness is spread all over the world. Jena sarvam idam tatam. Avinashi tutadvidhi. Jena sarvam idam. This thing, shloka will come. That thing, which is spreading all over the body, that is avinashi, that is eternal. Antavatuime deha. But this body, is antavar, it is perishable. But within the body, the soul, which is spreading its consciousness all over the body, that is eternal. We shall come to that verse later on. Abhinasi tu tadavidhi, jina sarvaminam. Therefore, the proof of the soul existing is that the consciousness is spread all over my body. As soon as I pinch any part of my body, I feel pain. Therefore, I understand the soul is there. Just like a man who is going to die, the doctor is examining. He sees the pulse, he sees the heart, yes, it is beating. That is a sign that is still the man is living. Similarly, the soul is there, the proof is that I can feel pains and pleasure on my body. That is explained in this verse. Matras par shastra kaunti. Actually the body in touch with the consciousness feeling pains and pleasure. Otherwise, body, what is this body? It is a lump of matter. It is a lump of matter. Earth, water, fire, air, material combination of matter. Just like you make one doll, combination of matter. Earth, water, fire, or no fire. Yes, still there is fire. Because you dry it in the sunshine, therefore there is fire. Earth, water, fire, and there is air, there is sky, but there is no soul. There is a difference. You can prepare a doll with earth, water, air, fire, all these things, material element, but you cannot give the soul. That is not possible. That is possible only by Krishna. Aham gadbham dadam aham. Just like man or woman. Actually, the woman is giving the ingredients of developing body of the child. But when it is possible? When the man gives the seed. Otherwise, a woman could produce a child without the aid of a man. No, that is not possible. When the seed, with the seed, the soul comes, and when the soul is situated in the womb of the woman can assist by supplying the ingredients to develop the body. Janmana, karmana devanatrina janta driho apapattai. So, by nature's process, when one gives us this material body, the subtle body is there, mind, intelligence and ego. The subtle body carries the soul and it is just. Now this soul, where it will go. Then the whole calculation is taken. What is his asset and liabilities of the life? Doivanetrino, by superior judgment. Just like a man in an office, in a business concern, when increment is given or promotion is given, the whole assets and liabilities are taken. Anywhere a man is promoted or degraded, when all the liabilities and assets are taken and judged, yes, this man has done nice, so give him promotion. And if he has not done nice, degrade him. Or don't give him promotion. Similarly, we are getting different types of body according to our karma. Otherwise, why all living entities are not of the same merit, same feature of the body, same position, same age? Why there are differences? This is common sense. With varieties of body, varieties of position is due. Just like the same example. The poor man has got only rickshaw, and the rich man has got a Rolls Royce car, because he has paid more. Similarly, if your work is nice, then you are promoted to higher standard of life, just like in the heaven. Abrahma bhuvana lokan, or in the brahma loka. But if your work is sinful and abominable, then you are degraded to cats and dogs. Urdhangacchanti sattvasva, those who are advanced in this. Because here everything is quality. Everything, you go to purchase anything in the market, you'll see the quality. First quality, second quality, third quality. Similarly, all living entities, all souls, they have got qualitative body. So, the first quality body you can get in the heart planetary system. The second quality body means you have to remain in the middle planetary system. And the third quality body, you go down. Or, go down means you become animals, trees, insects, bird, beast, like that. This is going on. Tamatrasparsasukontiyasitosnasukhudukkhada. So that according to the body, you get pains and pleasure of this material world. A very rich man, living very comfortably, a little painful thing is intolerable by him, because he has got a such body, so delicate body, just like a child. Because he has got delicate body, little pinching makes him crying, uncomfortable. So it is all due to the body. But the soul is different from the body. So Krishna is trying to convince Arjuna that why you are hesitating to fight. Do your duty. Your so-called grandfather or so-called guru, as you say, your teacher, they are not this body. So in this fight, if your grandfather or teacher is killed, why you are lamenting? They are eternal, that is also explained, that they were existing in the past, they are existing at present, and they will continue to exist. Simply the body will change. So why you are lamenting? Rather, it is a great facility that your grandfather has got now an old body, is not very comfortable, but he'll get next life a very new body. So it is good for him if you kill him. Of course, that is not the point. You cannot kill without any reason. That is not the point. But here it is fight. It is duty. They have come to kill you, and the Kshatriyas, when their determination is, when they go to fight, either to own victory or die. Not returning back, sir. No. If a Kshatriya is hurt on the back side, he is degraded. He must be hurt on the chest, front side. That is Kshatriya. That means he has fought nicely. There is injury on the breast, on the chest, not in the backside. Backside injury means he was fleeing. So Kshatriya's determination is either you own the battle or die in the battle. That will be explained. If you own the battle, then enjoy, you have got the kingdom. But if you die in the battle, you go to the heaven. Because you have fought for the right cause, you will go to the heaven. So killing is very bad. But killing for the sake of right cause of fighting, or killing in the sacrifice, they are not sinful. That sometimes in the Vedas, killing is recommended, just like in the fight or in the sacrifice. But that is not sinful. Sometimes a brahmana is sacrificing, offering, performing great sacrifice, and the animal is put into the fire just to give a renovated new life, not for killing. Just to test how Vedic mantras are being properly pronounced. That will be the test. When sacrifice is done, the fire is there, an old animal is put into the sacrifice, and he comes out with a new body. That means the Vedic mantras are being pronounced very properly and it is being carried out. This is the experiment, not for killing. Although in the Vedas there are recommendations that pasavo upadhaya sishta, just like in the modern age also, when some experiment is made, it is made on the life of the animal, but they are killed. But when there is recommendation of putting an animal in the fire, that is not for killing. That is to see that this animal has got a new body. So, on the whole, one has to understand that we are not this body. I am not this body. And if we feel bodily pains and pleasure, that is bodily pains and pleasure, that is not the pleasure and pains of the soul. The soul pains and pleasure is being put into different body, and out of ignorance, because he is identifying out of ignorance that I am this body, therefore soul is in pains and pleasure. Otherwise the soul has no pains and pleasure. Asangayam purusha, in the Vedas it is said that the soul has nothing to do with this body. Asanga. Asanga means without any touch. But out of ignorance he is thinking, the same example, out of ignorance the rascal is thinking that he has become Rolls Royce. And if the Rolls Royce is broken by some accident, he becomes worldwide. Oh, I am lost. Where you are lost? Your car is lost. This is going on. The car is lost. Therefore, when one becomes Brahma-bhuta, actually realized, self-realization, that is God, na sochati na kaṅkhati, there is no more lamenting, no more hankering. Because I am not this body, why I shall hanker after this bodily comfort? Whatever Krishna has given, that's all right. But they are absorbed in the bodily concept, therefore they are simply seeking bodily and sensuous enjoyment. This is material world. All fools and rascals. All materialists are fools and rascals. Murha, they are called murha. Namanga duskitana murha prapadante naradhama. Because they are fools and rascals, they're committing sinful life, becoming entangled in the transmigration of the soul in different types of bodies and perpetually suffering. Because as soon as you get this body, you'll suffer. Either white body or black body or yellow body, it doesn't matter. Either man's body or animal's body. As soon as you get this body, you must suffer. This is the punishment of nature. You must suffer. A king cannot say that because I have got this queen's body, king's body, there is no suffering. There is nonsense. You have to suffer. Janmavakti jarabhyadi, at least these sufferings must be there. The sufferings of birth, sufferings of death, sufferings of disease, and sufferings of old age. There must be. Either you become king, or you become a dog, or you become a cat, it doesn't matter. Even if you become Brahma, ābrahma bhūnā lokān punarāvacchānca. This is the philosophy. Therefore the problem is how to get out of this bodily entanglement. I am a spirit soul. Somehow or other, I have fallen in this entanglement of bodily transformation. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, anādi karama phale pari bhavar navajale, tori vare na dekhi upar. Somehow or other, I have fallen in this ocean of birth and death. I do not know how to get out of it. Just like if you are thrown into the ocean, however expert swimmer you may be, that is not your comfortable life. You have to swim all along, otherwise immediately drown. Similarly, as soon as you get yourself in this material world, you have to struggle for existence. You have to. If you want to stop the struggle for existence, then you must get out of this material existence. That is the problem of life. Anadi karama phale pari bhavan navajale tori bare na dekhi upa. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us, oi nandatanuja patitam kinkaramam bhishame bhavambudho. My dear Lord, nandatanuja, son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, I am your eternal servant. Somehow or other, I am now fallen in this material ocean. Oi nandatanuja patitam kinkaramam bhishame bhavambudho. Bhishame. Very ferocious danger, ocean of this material existence, I am fallen. Although I am your servant, somehow or other, I forgot, I have fallen now. Then, oi nandatanuja patitam kinkaramam bhishame bhavambudho. Kripaya. Now I am seeking your mercy. Kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita dhuli sadisam vichita. Now take me again, pick me, and make me the one particle of dust of your lotus feet. This should be our prayer. No other prayer. No other prayer. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not teach any other. Nadharangana janangana sandaring kavitanga jagadishavita. People generally pray for material benefits. Oh God, give us our daily bread, give me nice position, give me nice wife, give me nice following, this our victory, so on, so on, so on. Simply for material benefits. My Guru Maharaj used to say that if we pray to God for all these nonsense things, it is just like a man goes to a king and the king says, whatever you want, you can ask from me. And if the man says, kindly give me a pinch of ashes. It is like that. If we ask from God for some material benefit, it means that I am asking from a king a pinch of ashes. When king says that you ask, whatever you want, he can say, give me half the kingdom. That should be the prayer. And why a pinch of ass? Similarly, it is our foolishness when we ask for bread, oh God, give us our daily bread. That means I am asking, the bread is already there. Why for you? For everyone? For all living entities? The bread is already there, given by God. Eko jo bhunam vidudhati kama. The elephant is not going to the church hall praying, give me food. He is supplied in the jungle, food. The tiger is supplied food. Even ants is supplied food within the hole. Who is going to supply food there? How they are eating? How they are living? How they are begetting children? The same thing is there. Ahara, nidra, bhaya, maithun, everything is there in the ant, in the elephant. Who is supplying their necessities? So, this is not the problem, these rascals. They are simply perplexed with this problem. How to eat, how to sleep, how to defend. This is already fixed up according to your karma. You simply try, save your time, how to advance in Krishna consciousness. That is your own business. Otherwise, you are spoiled. And so far, these things are concerned. That how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex life, and how to defend. This is already arranged. You cannot make betterment in this way. That is already fixed up. Prakite kriyamanani kunai karmani sar. According to your lot, according to your karma, you have been fixed up. That you shall eat like this, you shall sleep like this, you will have sex life like this, and you'll be able to defend like this, not more than that. That is not possible. That is called destiny. So, by destiny, this is already fixed up. Don't spoil your life for these things, but people are anxious for these things. This is calling knowledge. Therefore, this Shastra says, tasyaiva hi taprajati tapovi. You are transmigrating from so many bodies, this body to that body. Now you have got the chance, human body. Now you can read Bhagavad Gita. Now you can learn from Krishna what is the problem of life. It lies for that purpose. Don't be perplexed with this problem of this body. Therefore Krishna said, Matras parasasa kontiya sitosna sukha dukkhada. You should know, just like this, summer season comes. You should know it has come. It will go out. The winter season has come. It has come. It will go out. So, just to try to protect yourself as far as possible, but you are not affected by such summer season or winter season. You should not be affected. Just like in India, the temperature is sometimes 120 during summer season. Does it mean people will stop all their work? Or in your country, in the Western country, the winter is so strong that sometimes below zero, 30 degrees. Does it mean that all office work, everything will be stopped? No, you have to do your duty. Similarly, although Arjuna is advised, although you are feeling little pains, that you have to kill your own man, so that is coming and going. You have to do your duty, because it is real fight. This fight is, under my guidance, you must fight. That is your duty. Don't be bothered of this matras. Matra means the skin, touch. But people are after this skin disease. Just like sex life. What is this sex life? This is also another skin disease. Itching of the skin, and you satisfy by rubbing it. That's all. Visayata dhira, dhira, one who is sober, one is at bond. He little tolerate that eating sensation and be happy, because this is not my necessity. This is only of the skin. This is my skin disease. Now I am not this skin. I am soul. My duty is how to serve Krishna. Thank you very much.